Hello and welcome to Eisner Amper's Technology Podcast Series. With more than 500 technology clients, we're always interested in the latest industry trends and developments, as well as any related business and accounting opportunities and challenges. I'm your host, Dave Plasko, and with us today is Dave Katz, Senior Manager in Eisner Amper's Technology and Life Sciences Practice. It's another episode of the Dave and Dave Show. Dave, welcome.
Great to be here and close out our first year of the Dave and Dave Podcast.
All right, well, let's try something a little different. As we close out 2017, what are a few technology stories bubbling up to the top that may have some legs as we go into the future? Consider this a potpourri podcast.
Yeah, so I think the first story has to be about net neutrality. Trump appointed FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, former Verizon executive, put forth a plan that will essentially allow internet providers to speed up or slow down traffic from websites and apps. Proponents say it's another move towards less onerous regulation, while opponents argue it will create data haves and have-nots with consumers paying more. The FCC expects to approve the measure in early 2018.
Okay, so that'll be a big change for the way people use and access the internet. Give me another one.
Troubles at Uber continue. So approximately 57 million of its riders and drivers' information was hacked. In this instance, instead of notifying the authorities and those impacted, Uber paid the hackers $100,000 ransom to destroy the data. And it claims data was in fact destroyed, but who knows for sure. Company could face repercussions as most states have security breach of notification laws. And with all that going on, Uber's still working towards an IPO.
Okay, and finally?
Well, as you know, it always goes back to drones on this show. Yep. So as a side note, the Drone Racing League was previously talked about. It was on CBS a few weeks ago, so they're becoming more and more mainstream every day. Over Thanksgiving weekend, though, a person was arrested for using a drone to drop leaflets over the crowd at an NFL game in San Francisco and Oakland. They contained some sort of anti-media message. Most were carried away by the wind, but the man was arrested because Levi Stadium outside San Francisco is near an airport, which is a drone no-fly zone. So certainly an ironic free speech message there. But will this be a form of promotion we may see more of going forward?
You know, it's interesting. I read this morning online that New Jersey is considering an initiative to make drunken drone flying illegal in the state.
Interesting.
So yeah, we'll see if that spreads across the land. Where do you see the business of technology headed in 2018? So let's start with some types of hot technology out there.
Right. So electric and driverless cars continue to hit the news feed. You look at Volvo, all their cars will have an electric motor by 2019. And then Uber has ordered 24,000 of their autonomous vehicles for its fleet between 2019 and 2021. Ford tagged a plan in the U.S. to make driverless cars. And then, of course, artificial intelligence. Tesla is making claims that their hardware will be the best AI in the world.
Yeah, I think that one's going to be a big one, AI. How about financing?
So continuing to see some movement here, solid funding, some venture-backed activity, especially in the biotech realm. Arcus Bioscience just received another $107 million led by Google's venture arm. And we've seen some recent IPOs from therapeutic and pharmaceutical companies as well.
Okay, and regulatory?
So new tax laws will likely see a drop in the corporate rate. But as of today, R&D credit is in doubt, so that could be a major blow to tech companies, certainly. So that's an ever-evolving situation.
Yeah, that was a big one when that came down, I think, the other day, as far as the R&D credit. That really put a lot of people back on their heels.
Yeah.
And finally, business advisory services needed.
Yeah,
what you do.
Yeah, so tax changes certainly require tax advisory discussions. Revenue recognition standard, FASB AC 606, we've talked about, goes into effect for public companies in Q1 2018, private companies in 2019 with the requirement to show comparative to 18. And before we know it, the new lease standard will be bearing down on everyone, which is effective in 2019 for public companies. Likewise, public companies who did IPOs under the Jobs Act, they may be approaching that 5-year window. where the company was exempt from Section 404 of the Sarbanes-Oxley. So it remains important to meet with business advisors, keep all these things on the radar.
Excellent. Well, Dave, thanks as always for your insight. I'm really looking forward to more great tech podcasts in 2018.
As am I.
And thank you for listening to the Dave and Dave Show as part of the Eisner Amper podcast series. Visit EisnerAmper.com for more information on this and a host of other topics. And join us for our next Eisner Amper podcast when we get down to business.